It's not headline news here, but there's a crisis in the Central African Republic, and it's getting worse. The country first tumbled into chaos after a coup in 2013. Since then, militia groups, in their quest for power and resources, have targeted civilians. Fortuné Kibinda is one of an entire generation of children growing up in the middle of this war. We first met Fortuné in 2016. Back then, he had started a small food stall selling spaghetti and coffee. Reporter Brenna Daldorf returned to visit him.
In the Miskin neighborhood of Bangui, the lopsided houses are too close together for cars to pass. On a Saturday morning, women call out greetings from doorways. Kids chase each other, making tiny chicks scuttle after their mother hen. 16-year-old Fortuné seems oblivious to the noise. He's crouched over an open fire in front of his house, making a full meal of fish, rice, and fried yams. And he's sweating. He's got to finish by 1 p.m. in time for his friend Abigail's birthday party. I'm making something to surprise her, he says, grinning. Abigail is a member of the singing group that Fortuné started. Aside from school, for the lucky, most kids in the CAR don't have organized activities. Fortuné and his group hold rehearsals themselves, meeting after school during the week and after church on Sundays. A few hours later, the 8 members of Fortuné's singing group stand in a circle in Abigail's living room. The rice and fish that Fortuné made are sitting on a big wooden table. The group's name is Efficace Divine, which means divine efficiency in French. Faith is really important to these kids.
À l'église, souvent on est ensemble. J'ai entendu comment ils ont chanté.
We go to church together, says Fortuné. I heard how they sing, and that's why I invited them to be my singers. The youngest member is just 10, while Fortuné and Abigail are the oldest, at age 16. A worn notebook contains their entire repertoire of hymns, which Fortuné wrote out by hand. The name Efficace Divine once belonged to another one of Fortuné's projects. Just over a year ago, he opened a kiosk where he sold coffee and spaghetti. As his business grew, he dreamed of someday owning a chain of restaurants, of being a successful businessman. Then, one day, he went to open his kiosk and found the entire wooden structure gone.
J'ai demandé et m'ont dit que ça s'est passé la nuit.
I asked around and people told me it had been stolen that night, he says.
Je pense rien. J'ai pleuré et je suis retourné à la maison.
My mind was empty, he says. I just started crying and then I went home.
Parce que c'est tout ce que j'ai pour m'aider à avancer, c'est pour ça que j'ai pleuré.
It was all I had to help me get ahead, he says. That's why I cried. Fortuné lives with his great aunt, a house cleaner, and she didn't have the money to help him rebuild the kiosk. So, Fortuné threw himself into something that didn't require an upfront investment: singing.
Ce qui a changé dans ma vie, c'est que je suis avancé dans la musique.
What changed in my life is that I'm getting ahead in music, he says.
C'est mon photo.
A photo on display in the family's living room shows Fortuné in a recording studio, wearing big headphones.
Attends, c'est pas toi, non?
C'est moi.
C'est toi?
Oui, c'est moi, Fortuné.
The picture was taken when Fortuné recorded a song, which now plays on a local Christian radio station. The experience made him even more excited about his group.
Nous avons une idée de faire notre CD, de faire sortir notre album.
We want to make a CD, release an album, and send it to countries across Africa, he says. But all of that would require money.
Et si j'ai de l'argent, je pourrais recommencer encore ma cafétéria.
If I had some money again, he says, I could restart my kiosk and then invest in my singing group. But money is hard to come by in this precarious country where most people are just scraping by. So Fortuné thinks the most likely way he'd get some money would be through divine intervention. He prays a lot. It keeps the uncertainty of the present and the sadness of the past from swallowing him up. Things like the loss of his mother, who died in a refugee camp.
Non, non, je ne pense pas à lui. Je pense qu'à Dieu.
No, I don't think about her, he says. I only think about God. He also says he doesn't even have time to think about girls. Not even Abigail?
Non, 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 non.
Really?
Non, non, non. Pas ça. J'ai beaucoup de choses à faire dans ma vie.
I have a lot to do in my life.
Ça va venir dans l'avenir.
There'll be time for that in the future, he says. and grins. But that future he talks about. The truth is, the crisis in the Central African Republic is getting worse. Bangui, where Fortuné lives, has some law and order, but most of the rest of the country is controlled by militia groups. There's widespread hunger and hundreds of thousands of people displaced. His country may be crumbling around him, but Fortuné is so sure he'll come out okay that his faith will carry him through.
Oh mon Dieu, mon père, mon rocher, mon bouclier, je vends si fort.
There's this line in the song that he has playing on the radio. In it, he's speaking directly to God. I know that with you, I'll triumph, he sings. I'll reach the destiny that's burning in me. It's an amazing destiny, if only he can reach it.
J'atteindrai la destinée qui brûle en moi. Je sais que par toi, je triompherai.
For the world, this is Brenna Daldorf, Bangui, Central African Republic.
Oui, par toi, j'aurai la victoire.
Brenna produced her stories about Fortuné with the support of the International Women's Media Foundation.